What's up, y'all? This is Jeffy at Jeffy TV coming to you live on Memorex. And one thing I want to start today off by saying is I love being old. I may have said this before, but I hope to say it in a different context. And along those lines, I also realize that I will tell stories over and over. Certain things or certain experiences that I had that may or may not stand out in my mind, I will tell the story over again like it's brand new, but mixed with other stories to kind of correlate with it. So they kind of builds. Like I'll go back and tell a story that I'm sure that if you've listened to me talk before, you've heard it before. You say, oh, yeah, we know that about him. Oh, yeah, that part, yeah. We get it. We remember that. I'm gonna try to not do that as much as I can or minimize that. I just wanna fine tune the whole process of doing this. Cut out a lot of fat, basically. I wanna cut out a lot of fat to make it more streamlined. Cause more and more, I'm starting to look to actually doing editing and really fine tuning these podcasts or my talks to get maximum impact and a lot less fat. And I'll have long form ones out there, you know, with the frivolity and, you know, lighthearted and playfulness and, you know, unstructured streams of consciousness. They kind of go all over the place. But then I want to have segments where I want people to cut them on and go, bam, get hit with what exactly that I want to, you know, get out there. But today I wanted to cut it on and talk about how experience, getting old and learning from experience, to me is like a powerful tool. I don't want to say weapon, even though I probably easily could. It's more like a powerful tool to have going through life or going forward through life, where you can almost anticipate what's going to happen. Basically, yesterday, I get off work, I leave the valley, I go to Westwood, pick up my niece at UCLA. We head out to this undisclosed location. And while I'm going out there, I'm feeling my nasals start to do stuff. I'm feeling my nasals starting to tingle just a little bit. And there was a time where I wouldn't have recognized that. I wouldn't have recognized that tingle until it got much worse. Now, at the very beginning, when I could more and more, I'm starting to feel it. I'm more sensitive to it. You know, I feel a little bit of post-nasal drip, if that's what it's called. You know, a little bit of stuff in my throat. And I'm like, well, and I know something's coming. So yesterday we riding back, and I'm like, I should take a Claritin. Because I was starting to feel it. I was like, I should take a Claritin. And, ooh. And next thing you know, my wiper goes. Because I got automatic wipers. Whenever it gets wet or whatever, you know, they'll cut on. And I was like, yep, see that? I told you. And then I was like, it didn't cut on again. And it didn't look like it was any rain out there or any drizzle or anything. So I figured it just might have been somebody's, you know, wiper fluid. Because, you know, wiper fluid these days be shooting all over the place. Wiper fluid be like shooting all over people's car. It'd be like at the Bellagio fountains. So, you know, we kept going. You know, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. And, you know, I checked the weather like I always do. No rain in sight. You know, precipitation, I check it. This morning, I wake up feeling a little bit of nasal stuff. Thinking, hey, maybe I should eat a couple crackers and swallow a couple Sudafed. And I still might do that when I get back after I eat breakfast. Because I was feeling something, but it wasn't bad. You know, it's not bad. But I've learned that when you feel it this way, start now. Get on it now. Get that Sudafed in there now. Not the cheap Sudafed, the real Sudafed. Get some in there now. And so I get up, I get dressed. And I go downstairs. Do this, do that. Then right when I'm walking out the door, open up the curtains, patio soaking wet. I was like, it rained? I was like, I knew it. I said, is it rain? Because it did look like it was raining. And I didn't hear any rain. But it was like really drizzly. See, it's really gray out here. You can already see how gray. And it's really drizzly too. You'll see how gray it is. You know, this is California. It's supposed to be blue skies and sunshine. You can see it definitely ain't that. You can see it's a little bit wet out here too. In fact, it was kind of drizzling to a point that where it made me question, should I be going out in this thing? But I want to get it done. I got to stay on the mission. I want to get it done. I'm fighting that battle. I'm fighting that weight battle. You know, I have my slips now and then, or my breakdowns. But I try to get out there. I haven't missed a, you know, 10,000 step day in a while. And when I'm working, I usually get 15,000, 16,000 steps. It's these off days that I'm concerned about. And I'm feeling my stuff, my nasal's doing stuff in the back of my throat. You know how you want to suck down some mucus or phlegm or whatever you want to call it. I can feel it going on. So when I came downstairs and I looked out there and it was drizzly and wet and the ground was wet, I was like, I freaking knew it. And it made me proud. It made me happy. It made me feel good that, I guess, not just that it validated what I have been speculating or what I've been thinking, what I've been speculating, but it actually is going to give me some insight into what's happening and getting this thing fixed or treated. Because now, you know, I've said every time before it rains, you know, I'm like, I knew it. You know, I didn't have to prove it to myself. I knew it a long time ago. But, you know, when it just happens again and again, and this one just got me because I'm like, I had no idea it was raining. But I could tell people it was raining before it rained. I could tell you it's going to rain before it rained. And I love that about getting older, experience, and life, and being 61 years old, the resources and knowledges and capabilities I've accomplished, to have in my toolbox going forward. Like I said, I wouldn't want to go back to being in the 20s. I wouldn't want to be in my 20s. I wouldn't want to. I go back to 30. 30 is about as far as I go back. I like my 30s. And of course, if I can go back and do my 20s all over again, which I really don't like to think of it that way. I don't think of it as going back and doing your 20s all over again. Because if you go back and do them all over again with the knowledge you know now, that's not even fair or realistic. That's not even a good what if. You know, that's just ridiculous. I mean, it'd be so ridiculously quote unquote easy or different or almost be manipulative, deceiving almost. But if I can go back to my 30s, go back to being like 30 and start there with the same knowledge and basically the same experience, the same understanding, and go again, I would go to 30. I wouldn't go to 20s. I wouldn't go to 20s. Because 30s, the thing started to turn. I was like, oh, hey. And 40s, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be 50. 50s came and got better. By the time 60s came, I wasn't worried about it. I was like, come on, baby. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I know what's up. So I'm like 61 years old. I'm old. I might need to start to realize that I'm old too, because I don't feel like it. I don't. I think I might be in the best shape of my life. I might be in the best shape of my life, though I've been more physically capable, had more energy, more power, more stamina when I was younger. I don't know if conditioning is the word, whatever. But what I am now, I think probably could be the best shape. It's probably not, but you know what I'm saying. It's probably not, but. You know, because back when I was younger, I was drinking, I was smoking, and I was eating stupid, wasn't exercising. But there was a time in my 30s when I was, when I lost a lot of weight, and I was working out, well, I was walking, jogging or whatever. I'm not a workout person. I'm not regiment 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4-1, no, that's not me. Calisthenics or workout or routine, that's not me. I gotta see and do, experience, do something, you know. I gotta be in an endeavor, an ever-evolving endeavor. Sometimes it's hard for me to even get on the exercise glider. Like when it's raining, I need to do something on the inside. It's even hard for me to stay on there for 20 to 30 minutes. But even though I do, I can do it now. Because it's not enough going on. You know, people say, put the TV in front of you, do this, do that. I get out here, I walk. I love this walking. So many things you can see, the stimulation. And I said before, you know, there's a physical aspect to it and there's a mental aspect to it. And one of the things I really like is that I'm getting comfortable and used to just being outside, just coming outside and being outside, you know, just being outside. Because it was a time I could be in my apartment for 2 straight days and not come out at all. I don't think I could do that anymore. And things have opened up, I guess you could say, my life or whatever. The experience has been opened up. I guess you could put it that way. But the whole point comes back down to being able to learn from my experience and use it to my advantage. Use it for, be aware of opportunities, upcoming opportunities, to alleviate and avoid threats based on, I know when I do this, this happens. So it's probably best I don't do that. And I love it. I love it. There's definitely a been there, done that aspect to it. And in that, been there, done that, there's a comfortability that you get that is also can be a plus. Where you've been there, done that, like going to Vegas. I done been to Vegas so many times, it's like, it's nothing. You know, well, here we go. You know, Vegas, I know the route, don't even gotta map it or anything. I just know where to go. And in doing that, it takes a lot of some of the tension and stress off the trip. Anything you've done before. And not only that, it takes tension and strength off the trip. Those are less things that you have to focus on, which opens my mind up to be aware of other things around me. I don't got to be constantly looking at the map. So that opens me up to see other things around and take advantage of other stuff that may be happening. You know, like leaving, when to leave, how much time, you know, this 30 days when I get downtown, Vegas, where stuff is at. Go here, go there, go to my CVS, go to my Walgreens, get my drink, hotel room, refrigerator. You know, how to, it's a routine that makes life easier. Even though it may make it not boring, but it takes some of that out. That been there, done that. There's a benefit to it. So we're going to Vegas today. I wanted to get up and get my steps. I had sort of a breakdown last night. It was three cookies up in there. I think cookies from where? I forget where I got them cookies from. Oh, where'd I get them from? I think I got them from a buffet or something, because it was in a bag. I remember that bag. I got them from somewhere I went, and I brought them over there and I left them. They've been in there for maybe a couple months or so. I got them from someplace. I had been in New York, you know. But somewhere they was giving out, it was cookies for free. And I took a bunch. And they was in there, it was all hard. It was good. My Kool-Aid, laying in the bed. It was good. These people run you over, gotta watch out. It was crazy. Gotta watch out around here. You'll get ran over if you ain't careful. So you gotta stay on guard. You gotta stay on point. You gotta be aware. Head on a swivel. Head on a swivel. What was I saying? Oh yeah. How we got all saying? I got them cookies from somewhere. I forget where I was. Cause I remember the bag. And I remember, I'm like, ooh yeah, can I get some more? Something. But anyway, it was a Ziploc bag. It was like a reusable, renewable, kind of eco-friendly bag. So it was kind of fancy feeling, but it was like a, you know, zip bag. But it was like really soft. It was like really, really soft. So it was, you know, that was kind of, you know, kind of fancy dancy. But it was good. I laid in bed, ate them last night. I didn't have to. I got on the scale, said 219.4 right before I went to bed. And I had them cookies next to me and that Kool-Aid. I have to eat them all. I didn't have to eat all four or five of them. But I did. And I got to start to... And no, and I don't even start. I got to be better at, but I am getting better. I'm getting better at my eating. My habit eating or my reflex eating, I'm definitely getting better. I'm definitely making strides to that. Because as I said before, I believe this, since I quit smoking nicotine, that habit is gone, has to be replaced. That stimulation. And food is the best. In fact, even I'm walking on this thing, when I started walking on this today, I'm thinking about Saturday when I wake up tomorrow, jump in the car, and come back to the undisclosed location with like a day and a half of nothing to do. Just lay in the bed, eat and watch TV. Life is simple. Well, life is simple when you're 60. Life is simple once you have the experience of life. Life is simpler. Let's not, you know, let's not belittle life. Life will teach you a lesson. Life will teach you a lesson to let you know who's in charge. Some people say it's God. Some people say it's the universe. Some people believe it's a higher energy. It's a this or that. I don't see any reason why there has to be a higher energy. I don't see any reason why there has to be a guiding force. I don't see why there's any reason there has to be a creator. And even if there was a creator, I don't see any reasoning behind the fact that, I don't see any reasoning that it has to be in control of us, or we owe it any debt, or we should fear it. It's not the way the nature I see works. It's not the way the nature I see works. I don't think there's any animal or creature that creates something to dominate it. And I don't think, I just don't think that's the way nature is wired. And I think there are nature or natural laws that are consistent throughout what we may understand as the universe. But I believe there are different physics. The way our universe is based on atoms and electrons and protons, the fundamental physics of how this works, I believe it's going to be different universes, or I will call them universes, because more than likely you're not going to be able to interact with them, because the physics are just so different. It's like there'd be no communication, there's no exchange of any energy or data or anything between the two. But then again, it could be. There definitely could be. There has to be something. Even if universe bump up against each other or interact or something, there should be some kind of, not resonance, but some kind of something. I can't think of the word right now. From one universe to the other. Since there's some kind of reaction or interaction or whatever, even if there are two different levels of physical properties. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, the funk. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed, any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because this is the live one. The pod is the live one. What song is that? Body jacket. Body jacket. Check my back. Like chiropractors cracking back. This is live one. My name is Jeffrey.